and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A FedEx plane managed to return to Newark Liberty Airport after a bird strike. This is the air traffic control audio from liveatc.net.
Looks like the right engine was on fire.
More from CBS's Ali Bauman.
CBS News aviation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt says recent incidents are bunched together and appear coincidental.
If we continue to have these sorts of events, the airline industry will have an image crisis.
And Sumwalt says even with these random events, flying in the U.S. remains extremely safe.
The three people aboard the FedEx plane all got out safely. A day after President Trump berated him in the Oval Office, Ukrainian President Zelensky met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London today. Starmer pledged $3 billion in loans to Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz told Breitbart News Zelensky was to blame for yesterday's shouting match.
How do you come insult someone when you're practically begging them for money and assistance?
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Trump's stance on the Russia-Ukraine war makes her sick to her stomach. CBS's MTS Taibbi is in Ukraine.
An editorial from one of Ukraine's most prominent online newspapers put it bluntly, quote, America's leadership has switched sides in the war. The Kyiv Daily adding Zelensky's treatment at the White House was a bitter and undeserved humiliation.
The Pentagon is sending another 3,000 active duty troops to the southern border.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering troops from a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion. According to a DOD statement, the mission, to reinforce and expand current border security operations to seal the border and protect the territorial integrity of the United States. The Strykers are medium armored wheeled personnel carriers. Already more than 9,000 U.S. troops on the southern border, including 4,200 deployed under federal orders, also about 5,000 National Guard troops under the control of governors. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
CBS's Seth Doan is in Rome, where Pope Francis is feeling a little better.
The Pope is stable tonight. He is alert and aware and has not had another spasm of the airways inside his lungs since that respiratory crisis Friday afternoon.
The Pope has been in the hospital for 2 weeks now with double pneumonia. David Johansen has died. He was the front man and last surviving member of the pioneering punk rock band New York Dolls. He later set out on a solo career as his alter ego Buster Poindexter. He was 75. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Mag Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Jimmy K and Rocker with you. It's the third hour. Mag Sync Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Find their places in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street here in Madison. Or order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Brett Newsky had a great interview with Terry Barr. You can check out the podcast right now on the civicmedia.us webpage, on the Mag Sync page. Let's do a double dip of Brett Newsky. This is brand new stuff. Better end of beginning. It's Mag Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine. I'm in between love. I'm just getting started. I'm a little into the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started. I'm a little.
started. I'm a bitter in the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started. I'm a bitter in the beginning. The beginning. Nothing really matters. And it's only getting better. If you think it is. Started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. Nothing really matters. And it's only getting better. If you think.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Molly comes right up to me and says she wants to dance, but there ain't much truth in her eyes again. Sitting in my sad man chair, hiding under my brown hair, but I think I need a better disguise. 'Cause every time she comes around, all I hear is a sound. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. I'm in love with a Jesus freak. She tells me how to think and how to eventually. There's only one condition. Yeah, you must join my mission. I said, of course, whatever you need. She put me in and kissed my cheek. My heart went and skipped a beat. She said, sorry, boy, now I control your mind. I'm in love with the Jesus freak. She tells me how to think and how to live. Bye. To her front door, and I think this might finally work out. Mustered all my courage, and I fumbled for the right verbiage, but missed her lips by about a mile. She said, sorry, man, we're just friends. My one true love is someone else, and you should love him too. He's way up high. I said, God damn it, this don't feel right. She said, you're going to hell, and I said, Jesus freak, she tells me how to think and how to live my life.
local music. That is brand new. Brett Newsky is called Jesus Freak. Before that, Bitter End of the Beginning. I love Brett Newsky. I first met Brett Newsky in a small house here in Madison through Dan O'Stoffels and Ellie Mabee.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
In some weird, strange basement with a bunch of instruments, and Dano was naked or something like that. I don't remember.
I just remember Brett. He was touring, I think, like over in Asia, and he was living over there and teaching guitar.
Yeah,
and just staying out on the road.
He was teaching English, I think,
in
some country. I don't know. Was it Vietnam?
Thailand, maybe.
Maybe Thailand. I don't know. He's a world traveler.
Yeah, he is.
He has a lot of punch cards on his passport for sure. And the one thing that he tells his story through his music as he travels. He's always great on social media, his takes and his rebellion against the machine and in the music industry here. He talks all about that with that in the interview with Terry Barr that aired last week.
Well, his album is called American.
Right.
So, yeah, and he's based out in Milwaukee, right?
He is. He's from Milwaukee. And then, of course, South by Southwest is in Austin. And he always goes there and plays a bunch of shows. That's March 7th through the 15th, in case you're heading down there. And then on May 2nd, he'll be back in Milwaukee playing with the Bad Inventions at the Falcon Bowl. What's the Falcon Bowl? Is that a bowling alley?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them in Milwaukee, Jimmy.
No, is there?
And bowling alleys always have, you know, live music venues in them. It's just...
They should.
The way Wisconsin is.
Yes.
They're wired that way.
Yeah, exactly. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K. Rocker, hanging out with you on a Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're hanging out in Hayward or Green Bay, La Crosse, Wausau, good evening to you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Of course, those of you listening in Madison on the mothership here on WMDX. Rocker, we still got plenty of show coming up. Who's joining us soon?
Laura Sawasco, Jimmy. She's out in Nashville. She's a singer-songwriter, but she's from Washington Island, Wisconsin, and we're going to hear about her parents' restaurant and also about her putting out a new album in April and premiering new music. Plus, Robert J., Terry Barr, catches up with Robert J., and he gets a big announcement about the Mama Cares and After Hours with Rob Roberts.
That Mama Cares 10th annual anniversary celebration ball.
Yeah.
It's at the High Noon Saloon. That's another show you want to consider getting your advance tickets for right now at high-noon.com, because that's going to be a great show. Who's playing? It's going to be the Jimmies. It's Sam Ness.
Wow.
And Jin Chuck. No.
Look it up on the internet quick.
I can't, man. I'm failing here. But anyway, get your tickets now. We'll get the other band here. What else is coming? Oh, we want to talk about the Whammies this hour, Rocker. We talked about the Bammies, the Green Bay Music Awards. We also talked about the Mamas here in Madison. But it is awards season, so everybody's doing it. It is the Whammies, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The award show is happening Sunday, May the 4th. At the Deco in West Dallas.
In West Dallas, yeah, it's a very like Art Deco redesigned theater. It's pretty interesting. Looks like a lot of fun.
Now the Whammies, they're a statewide organization,
right?
That where they support the music scene kind of on a statewide.
That's right.
Yeah.
And last year they had their award ceremony in Green Bay, and they've had them in Appleton, and and hopefully we get a Madison Whammy award someday.
We've been asking for it. Hopefully it'll happen someday soon. And, you know, of course, the Whammies is also a great charitable organization. They have a lot of scholarships to offer kids.
That's right.
And, you know, they get involved in the community, supporting the local music scenes across Wisconsin. You can get more information about the Whammy, WAMI.org, Whammy.org, and set your calendar Sunday, May 4th at the Deco in West Allis. First round voting is underway right now. So you could vote for the Mamas, you can vote for the Whammies.
And last year, Jimmy, Mag Sync Radio won Podcast of the Year.
That's right. That's right. And thank you for that. We appreciate the votes for that. Whammy.org.
Music on the way this hour. We've got some Kyle Henderson. We'll do some Rogue Electrics in just a couple of minutes. Let's dig back into Rocker's Closet for this good one right here.
Oh, yeah.
Faces for Radio. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, you can burn up my pretty, pretty heart in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. You can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten. Pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place.
Thank you. what we're coming to. Everything looked different to a different pair of eyes. It's hard to choose another shoes, no matter how we try. But there's one thing everybody want. One thing everybody want. Hey, there's one thing everybody want. It's what somebody else got. And a curse. A dreamer wants the better, a schemer wants the worse. So there's one thing everybody wants. Say one thing everybody wants. Well, there's one thing everybody wants. What somebody else got. Well, there's one thing everybody wants. I said one thing everybody wants.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. things they know in all the wealth. Don't say anything, go see for yourself. These are the streets with no shoes. Alright, yesterday you do, won't be tomorrow blue. Alright, yesterday you do, won't be tomorrow's blue.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rogue Electrics there. The name of the song is called Yesterday's News. That's from their 2024 album Circuit Breakers. It was recorded live, I believe, at the Harmony Bar here in Madison. Pretty cool album rocker. That whole album from the Rogue Electrics is fantastic.
Milwaukee band.
Are they Milwaukee band? It was probably, I'm probably mixing up my bands. It was probably not recorded at the Harmony then, but it was definitely a live recording.
They're a great band.
They are.
Iron Plow played a show with them out in Waukesha one time.
Okay.
Lots of fun.
Kyle Henderson before that, One Thing Everybody Wants. Wonder what's up with Kyle these days. It's been a while since he's done anything. He plays with
Generation Jones.
That's right. That's right. Pretty cool. Hey, how you doing? I'm Jimmy. He's Rocker. Laura Swascoke's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. She's going to be calling from Nashville, or is she in Washington Island?
She is in Nashville.
Okay.
But she goes to Washington Island in the summers. We're going to hear about that.
I'm looking forward to that. And I hear there's a good burger joint up there. We'll have to discuss that fact. I can go for a good burger right now.
Oh, yeah.
Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, our friends over at the Lazy Yolf Lounge, you could catch all the big games on the big screens. And check this out, Rocker. March 15th through the 17th, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. You can get your fill of corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes. They got 350 shots of JMO and Telly, dollar off pints of Guinness, and $3 pints of Green Bud and Miller Lite.
Wow.
Green beer. Yeah. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend. It's at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. You can get all the details and see the menu right now at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at LoxleyVenue.com. That's L-O-X-L-E-Y Venue.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Yolf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Yolf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyYolfLounge.com.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that Move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mm-hmm.
us haven't changed since I was just a kid. It's where we played baseball and I had my first kiss. Change is overrated, there's so much that I would miss when you live amidst memories like this. The sky is colored by the dancing northern lights. A billion stars can light up even the darkest Midwest night. Looking up with friends, drinking a six-pack of beer. We wonder what is going on up there. And it's not fancy, it's not fake. And it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime. Three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. Know each other by the car that we drive. Going nowhere fast down every road on a tank of gas. No reason to lock our doors. No reason to look for more. If you got a question, that's what the Bible's for. And it's not fancy, it's not fake. And it's give and it's not take. It's a place where everybody knows your name. And there's no stoplights, there's no crime. Three bars to drink on a Friday night. Well, it's growing old with the people that you know. No, it ain't for everyone, but for me it's home. You can take your city lights, your concrete jungle paradise. You can look down at your patch of grass from your overpriced high rise. I'll be skipping those smooth stones with the ones that I know. No, it ain't for everyone. No, it ain't for everyone. For me, it's home.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Laura Swasco and her song, Home. Jimmy K. and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night, Wisconsin. Happy to have you along across the Civic Media radio network. If you missed any part of the show or you want to hear it again, we'll do it again tomorrow night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media radio network. Otherwise, you can grab the podcast on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy, Washington Island is home to the Albatross Drive-In, which is the best burger in Door County, by the way. The Albatross is where Laura Swasco spends summers running the seasonal restaurant owned by her family since 1977. And since 2010, Laura has been spending winters in Nashville writing, recording, and performing music. But the path hasn't been easy. At 21 years old, Laura was diagnosed with vocal cord paralysis, and she was told she would never be able to sing again. And determined to prove doctors wrong, Laura Swasco is releasing her first full-length album in April. On the phone with us tonight from Nashville, Tennessee, is Laura Swasco. Laura, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And I want to kind of jump in here. I got to find out about this. I love hamburgers. So tell us what makes the Albatross hamburger in Door County the best.
I think it's the best just because all our ingredients are fresh, never frozen. So that meat is as fresh as it can be, and they are hand-formed patties. And I can't tell you much else because it's a secret. But I think that's what makes it the best. And we always say we put extra TLC into it. So that's tender loving care. So you might wait a little bit longer, but it's all made to order. So I'm a standard burger, ketchup, pickle, onion, lettuce, tomato, but whatever you want.
I love it. I love the fact that it's a patty handmade, and with the extra love with the pats making the patty. corny, but I love it.
I guarantee if you go into the internet and you look up their burger, there's a picture of it. It looks fantastic.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Did you get to see? You just go to albatrossdrivein.com, and I put some photos up there. So, yeah, you can see our signature burger is the Albi burger with Swiss and bacon. And that might not sound too crazy, but back in 1977, that was. My mom said nobody put bacon on a burger.
Where do you get your beef?
We get our beef from one of our suppliers, Sysco, but we also had a local company. So now our business has become so big, we have to try and keep up.
Right.
Wow.
Now, so, yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it's been a while. We're going to be approaching 50 years in 1 year, so it's going to be exciting. Thank you for mentioning it.
Congratulations.
I'm going to have to go up there next time I'm in Door County.
We'll have to tell Schwabo about
it.
Well, Laura, how did you get started playing music? And tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Mm-hmm, yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. And I started, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois, so we spent summers in Wisconsin. I have spent every summer of my entire life on Washington Island, so I really don't know what humidity is, so I'm very grateful for that. But music-wise, my dad bought my mother a piano before I was born, and she learned to play a little bit, but Heart and Soul is all she can remember, but she plays it great. So I was begging for piano lessons when I was about 6 years old, so... Wow. I just was drawn to the piano. So I could play piano and had lots of training and instructors, but I could never project my voice to sing, and I never knew why. It wasn't until I was 21, after many, many doctor's appointments and tests, they said, yep, one of your vocal cords is paralyzed. And I'm like, well, what does this mean? So they said, you can have the surgery so your voice will be louder. It's not as breathy as it used to be, but... you're not going to sing. So I said, okay, just do it anyway. So they moved the paralyzed vocal cord in closer to the functioning one. He said it's like when you like do that to a balloon, it'll kind of make more sound. So anyway, I did that. And he said, I've never seen a patient more excited to have surgery in my life. So I had to kind of learn how to talk first. And
were you already, like a singer singing when you got diagnosis? So this,
no, I was not.
So this was something that you pursued afterwards.
Yeah. So yes, I was, this was, after my surgery, I started to sing, and I was just so drawn to various artists like Ani DeFranco, Indigo Girls. And I'm like, yes. So I taught myself the guitar, taught myself how to sing, and the rest is history.
Wow. Did that become part of your rehab then?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. It was frustrating at first because, you know, I wanted to belt it out, but I'm now very grateful for it. I love a voice with texture in it, so I'm grateful for what I have.
What kind of limitations does that give you now with your singing career and writing and stuff?
Regarding singing, not much. My range isn't too high. I mean, it's not like I can hit like a high D, but
who can?
So range is who can? Adele, but yeah. No, I mean, I don't have that. I'm not a Celine Dion, but that's okay. Other than that, I definitely need amplification. So if you said, you know, just come to my house and play, yeah, you could hear me, but I would prefer some sort of, you know, amplification. But that's about it. In terms of everyday life, if it's a really loud, crowded area, it would be hard for me to be heard. But other than that, I don't think you would know.
Do you have to do exercises? Like a lot of vocalists will do like run through the chords or the notes, singing, exercising your voice. Do you do a lot of that?
Yeah. Not a lot. I mean, I guess maybe I should do more, but I'm kind of lazy there. I just like to sing the song. And before a show, there's just certain things I think all singers should take note of, like don't eat dairy. This is stuff I used to do in my 20s. So don't drink alcohol. Don't drink anything cold. I won't tell you what I did before other shows. I'd have like a giant glass of red wine on ice, and now I drink my room temperature water. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty boring now.
I learned about 45 minutes ago I shouldn't eat a Hershey's chocolate before talking. That just does not work out at all.
Now, tell us about deciding to move to Nashville, Tennessee. That's a big difference from Washington Island, Door County.
It is, but I'm going to kind of confuse you a little bit more. I went to school at Arizona State University.
Yeah.
So then islands, summers on the island and then go to ASU, Arizona State. And then when I graduated, I just loved Arizona so much. I stayed there in the winters and they had an incredible little community of songwriters. So that's where I was for a lot of the time. So I did release four albums there. Actually five, sorry. So this will actually be my sixth full-length album.
Wow.
And so my second in Nashville. So why did I move to Nashville?
Yes.
Just for the songwriting. I just thought there was a glass ceiling of sorts where I could get paid to play, which is amazing. But, then what? Who's going to discover me? How are my songs going to be more? So I thought, where should I move? And I thought, Nashville. It's in the Midwest. It is Music City. My songs are more Americana, but I thought I could make it work.
What's the business aspect like for you in Nashville? We've had several artists who are from Nashville, from the Wisconsin area, yeah. And they've all had different stories, both success and some failures along the way down in Nashville. How is it working out for you?
Well, I agree with those artists. It's very difficult because we all are, I am a small fish in a big pond. So although the artists here make you better because they're that good, so I think my songwriting is better for it. It is very hard to be heard. So I'll say that much. And that can be very frustrating. And sometimes I can't even take it personally because they didn't even hear a note before they ignored me. So just in terms of industry professionals. So I would say that's the hardest part.
Have you had a chance to network with anybody in particular that you're really excited about?
In terms of artists, just the people on the record, like Soraya Campbell, she's so talented. Her songs are beautiful and her voice, but her husband wrote, maybe it was Memphis, Pam Tillis covered. So, I am in a great network of people and I love the engineer Von Lofsted who recorded my album. So something new about this album, though, is that I have steel guitar for the first time and banjo. So that was awesome. It really brought it to life.
That's a great mix. I love the banjo. I love the steel guitar.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, I never did that before. And it just adds something to it.
Well, tell us about your new album, Not What I Do. It's your, you said it's your sixth full-length album.
Yes.
How satisfied will you be to get that out on the street?
Oh, I'm so excited. There's so much behind the scenes work that goes into it. So it's like, it's like giving birth, although I've never done that. But how I can imagine. So April 18th is the birth date, and I'm very excited. I had a lot of backers for this album, so I'm going to be sending theirs out in March. And it was a community effort and a lot of love from all my Wisconsin friends and family.
And
so
I'm
excited.
And now you write the lyrics and the music, and a lot of times down there in Nashville, it's, teamwork. So tell us about your songwriting process.
Yeah, you are correct. The average song is written by three artists, and though I do love to co-write, and I have everything on this album and my 2019 release, The Songwriters, that was all solo write as well. So what I do is I used to just write it all on a piece of paper, like old school, and now I usually start with the lyrics, but now it's all in my phone because if it's late at night, I can see it and I can enter something and it's
right.
Like a puzzle.
Yeah.
I didn't write the song Home that you just played because I think it was 2020 during COVID. So I wrote it then. And I always wanted to write a song about Wisconsin and the island, but it was on my bucket list. So when the world shut down, I'm like, why not now? And it just reminded me, how much I love the island and how special Wisconsin is. So I could scratch that off my bucket list. It was a single, and now it will be on this album coming up.
Wow. It was really good. How can people...
And what's funny...
Yes.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what was funny.
I was just going to say, although piano is my first instrument, I would say I write 95% of my songs on the guitar. Because with one vocal cord, I just think it's easier to hear myself when I'm writing them. And it's just a more gentle instrument. So that's all I was going to add to that.
Awesome. How can people keep up with Laura Swasco online?
Well, you're going to have to learn to spell my last name.
Yeah.
And you can see everything.
Okay.
So that's a challenge.
And that's
so it's Laura.
Yes.
Yep. S-A-W-O-S-K-O. So if you can spell saw and then Osco, Swasco.
Perfect. LauraSwasco.com. Well, Laura, thank you.
Yes, sir. If you are welcome. If you go to that, you can watch videos, hear music, all that good stuff.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I thank you for playing my song.
Oh, you're welcome. And sorry, Rocker. Laura, real quick, though, tell us about the song we're about to hear. We're going to play College Days. I suspect is about ASU, huh?
Yes, it is. And that's going to actually be my first video release this Tuesday, March 4th. So look out for that on YouTube. Just punch in College Days and it should pop up. But yes, this song is so funny. I love tongue-in-cheek lyrics with just dark comedy. And so it's funny. I had to remind my mom. I'm like, yes, I graduated with honors. I had a little bit of fun, though.
A little bit of
so
fun.
It's just all those things. So, yes, I love the lyrics in this song.
That's awesome. Laura, thank you so much. It's Laura Swasco. It's College Days. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
College was the best days when in straight and came out gay. After graduation, had to check into AA. Cause we drank like a fish, like a heavy metal band. Then we'd pull in all-nighter to pass that exam. No, we didn't have a clue about what we were gonna do. And I'd gain my freshman 15 and plus 10 pounds. And nobody complained when this flat butt was round. And I lived off of fast food, carbs, and anything fried. But when I had the cash, well, it got super sized. There was no eating in when you got a 4-foot fridge. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives before our 9-to-5, before those babies cry. We poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I wore my faded blue jeans and barely covered my parts. The only sports I played was beer pong and darts. We'd go out at 10, crash any party with a keg. If we couldn't find love, we'd bake out with a friend. My beer battle scar was that first stretch mark. We learned lots in school, just as much on Friday night. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives before our 9-to-5, before those babies cry. We poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. And I can't believe that we survived those beer-chugging, broken-hearted best years of our life. Where we learned lots in school, just as much on Friday nights. We had a few years to decide what to do with our lives before our 9-to-5, before those babies cry. We poured another drink and held on tight to those bad decisions. We survived to the best damn 4 years of our life. Here's to the best damn 4 years of our life.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Laurel Swasco there. And College Days. Thanks to Laura Swasco for joining us this evening from Nashville. We really appreciate that. And if you want to get more information about Laura, just look her up online. Laura Swasco. Spell that S-A-W-O-S-K-O. Laura Swasco. Thanks to her for coming on. Hey, coming up, we got a double dip coming up after the news. Two in a row from the Steepwater Band. Plus, next hour, Terry Barr is going to have a chat with Robert J. They're going to be talking about the 10th annual Mama Cares Ball. It's a big how do you do here in Madison happening March 30th at the High Noon Saloon, raising money for the mamas. If you want to get more information about that, you could go to themamas.org, themamas.org, and you could cast your vote for the first round of voting for the Mama Awards. Terry Barr, Robert J. coming up next hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's do some Hungry Williams right now. It's Boss Man. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, You'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace, across the street from the White House.
Make Russia pay! Make Russia pay! Make Russia pay!
President Trump and Vice President Vance treated Ukrainian President Zelensky yesterday, or sounding off.
What happened yesterday is not how you treat friends. We need to support Ukraine however we can.
Well, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says Trump's stance on Ukraine makes her sick to her stomach. CBS's Willie James Inman has more on the fallout from yesterday's meltdown.
In jeopardy, nearly $4 billion worth of new U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country.
One senior U.S. official telling CBS News they are fortunate it is not off already.
In London today, Prime Minister Keir Starmer offered Ukraine $3 billion in loans, which Ukraine will use to make more weapons. A federal judge.